Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. As a midnight deadline approaches, President Obama is signaling that a budget deal to avert the fiscal cliff is within sight. But as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, there are still details to iron out.
President Obama surrounded himself with middle-class taxpayers at the White House as he made another appeal for lawmakers to compromise before automatic tax increases take effect in the new year. He says days of bargaining have yielded progress, but so far, no final agreement.
There are still issues left to resolve, but we're hopeful that Congress can get it done.
The White House has agreed to limit income tax hikes to families making more than $450,000, up from the $250,000 threshold Mr. Obama wanted. Negotiations continue over how to prevent automatic spending cuts. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The Secretary of State remains under observation at New York Presbyterian Hospital. Hillary Rodham Clinton is being treated for a blood clot related to a concussion she sustained in a recent home fall. A bipartisan report from a Senate panel finds that the State Department failed to assure the security of the U.S. mission in Benghazi, Libya. U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three others were killed in a September 11th attack.